This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I'm your host, Joey Burgoyne, and I've been seeing the signs, I've been seeing the ads, and I've been seeing people getting ready. The Robin Hood Fair coming to the Harwinton Fairgrounds this year. It's moved around. This year it lands at the Harwinton Fairgrounds. Opened up yesterday, May 22nd, runs through June 20th. And joining me this morning is Brian Harver, General Manager of the Connecticut Renaissance Fair, which includes Connecticut Robin Hood's Fair. Brian, thank you for joining me this morning. Opening day was yesterday. Great weather. So if people are coming out to this fair, what can we expect?
They certainly are. Oh my gosh. So much to do here. We've got, it's like a craft fair with a Robin Hood medieval theme. So we have between 70 and 80 craft vendors here. We've got food here that's, you know, what you would expect to find at a medieval fair. You've got turkey legs and bread bowl soups and scotch eggs. So we've got beer and, of course, mead and wine and everyone's favorite, the bee sting. We've got jousting. We've got shows with fire eaters and sword swallowers and jugglers and a bunch of great music. On top of that, of course, Robin Hood and Maid Marian themselves.
So, you know, everyone's kind of familiar with Renaissance fairs and stuff like that. Give us a little background, what it takes to put on something like this.
Months and months of preparation. We decided back in September, when our annual fall festival was canceled due to COVID, that it was time to relaunch our spring festival, which we had been running for 10 years. Excuse me. So we started planning then. We came out, we checked out the fairgrounds. I made the hour and a half drive probably a dozen times to come out here and meet with the owners of the fairgrounds and tour the site and make sure how things were going to work, where we were going to put things, measurements, the whole thing. So on top of that, of course, there's booking all the acts, there's booking the merchants. It is a lot of work. And my crew and I, we just get it done.
And you know, it's one of those things. Have Renaissance, and this is a weird rhetorical question. Have Renaissance fairs changed over the few years you've been doing this?
I would say yes. They used to be a little less family friendly. Let's keep it that way.
But you know, that's
now we. Go ahead.
It's a family. Looking at the website, it's a family thing. There's something for all ages.
It is. You know, it started with people coming to the fair and creating families because of it. And now they're bringing their kids and showing and sharing with them their love of the Renaissance fairs. And now we've got kids coming to this show who are now adults, who've been coming for so many years and telling us they grew up at this fair or at our fall festival as well.
And that's the thing, you know, the fall festival, we'll touch base, you know, later closer to that. But with this festival being in the summer, it's got to be hot for some of these people.
Yeah, the costumes are a little thick. You know, a lot of wools and leathers in merry old England.
Yeah, there wasn't, you know, the synthetic fabrics we have today to keep you cool.
No, most certainly not. But we do our best to keep our people safe. You know, we keep them hydrated, of course, all day long. And we'll have a few misting areas set up for everyone's use this week as the weather gets warmer and warmer.
So now you talked about the food and some of the shows. Let's get into some the jousting. There's always something going on. It's not just there's a show here, we wait, there's a show here. There seems to always be something going on.
Yeah, we have six performance areas or stages. With the joust field, our Greenwood Action Stage, the Knights Encampment. There are, in every corner of the fairground, we set something up so that no matter where you're walking, there is something to see. You can go by a handful of merchants, stop in at a stage, listen to a musical act, or a comedian doing his thing, or a slack rope walker. And so just as you're going around the fair, there's always something to catch your attention.
Now, have you... You know, the Renaissance fairs have been around a while. Have you kind of had to explain to people what are Renaissance fairs? Why do we still do them? And what, I guess you've been doing this a while. You know, you're passionate about it. How do you explain to someone what a Renaissance fair is?
You know, once I say jousting and turkey legs, I got them. It doesn't take much more than that in most cases. Sometimes I have to throw in the play the ace card and say beer and mead. But those things, I usually get them. And once they come and they try it out, even folks who said, oh, that's not really for me, they become so surprised at how much fun they have here that they end up becoming fans. And the next thing you know, they're in full costume.
And one of the things you guys, you have the themed weekends. So tell me a little bit about those. How did that come up?
Well, we were looking for something to just add a little spice to the show because, of course, we run for so many days. It's, you know, we do change up the entertainment periodically to kind of keep things fresh and keep folks that like to come weekend after weekend always looking for something new. But the themed weekends gives them a chance to maybe kind of gear their costuming towards that theme. So we have a Pirates weekend, and people come dressed as pirates. We have a Lovers weekend, and we'll do vow renewals for them. Or, you know, one of our favorites is, like, the Halloween weekend, things like that. So it's crazy that people love to dress up in costumes so much, they will gear that towards every one of our weekends and kind of match the theme.
And that's one thing, you know, we've seen a lot of the cosplay and stuff like that definitely grow over the past few years, especially with in the past year and a half with a lot of people being home. A lot of people have become more crafty, you know, kind of doing things that they never felt comfortable doing. Are you seeing a little bit more of anticipation and excitement this year than in years past because the past year has been so crazy?
Well, first, let me say that cosplay was born at the Renaissance Fair. Make no mistake about it. But, yeah, oh, my gosh, yeah, people are just dying to get back out and see their friends and show off the costume that they've spent the last year and a half making.
That's the thing, you know, joining me again this morning, Brian Harver, the general manager of the Connecticut Renaissance Fair, and we're talking about Robin Hood's Fair coming to the Harwington Fairgrounds, opened yesterday, May 22nd through June 20th, Robin Hood's Fair, FAIRE.com is where you can get all the information. You know, you got the general mission. I'm looking at some of the themed weekends, the fantasy, pirates, pets party weekend. Count me in for that weekend to be attending. The food, though.
Oh, that's something to point out, though. You mentioned the pets real quick. Is we allow people to bring pets every day of the fair. If you've got a dog, it's so hard, as a dog owner myself, it's so hard to find some place to take your dog. We welcome well-behaved dogs and all pets, really, to be brought to the fair and to enjoy the day with you. So bring your pets. Have some fun.
And that's the thing. I mean, we're all looking for ways to have fun. So if you've never been to a Renaissance fair or, you know, gone to one of these reenactments of something where people are just having fun, they're being themselves, letting loose a little bit, having fun. A Renaissance fair like this is definitely one of those places where you can kind of be a kid again, I guess you could say.
Absolutely. You nailed it. That's the way to put it.
And the crafts, you're not going to find these crafts anywhere else. The food, like you said, a turkey leg, beer, family fun. You got, you know, the music, the activities, the shows. There's always going to be something for people to pick. So now, if someone's heading there for their first time this upcoming weekend, turkey legs are going to be big. We know that. Is there a hidden gem in the food court that people should be aware of that's, you know, in your mind, overlooked a little bit too much?
You know, I'm a big fan of the turkey sundae myself. That is, it's like Thanksgiving dinner in a bowl. And that is one of my favorites.
This sounds amazing. I'm one of those people that it could be the middle of July and 120 degrees outside, and I will still cook a turkey. I don't know what it is. Over the years, we only cook turkey around Thanksgiving. So if you are hankering for that little extra turkey, whether it be a giant leg or the turkey sundae, which just sounds amazing, head over.
Oh yeah,
to the Robin Hood's Fair. The merchants, you know, I'm looking at the merchants list. It's just, there's something for everyone. I can't find something that someone won't be able to find. It's just looking like an amazing lineup. And like you said, people have been dying over the past year to get out. This is just something we all need to get out, have a little bit of fun. Brian Harvard, the general manager of the Connecticut Renaissance Fair, and his crew have been working hard to set this up at the Harwington Fairground. May 22nd through June 20th, Harwington Fairgrounds, Robin Hood's Fair, F. AIRE.com. Brian, I appreciate you joining me this morning. Let's get some people out there and have some fun.
Oh, the crowds are already pouring in. Let's have a great time.
All right, and there you go. Another great thing to do here in Connecticut. You got a couple of weeks to attend the Robin Hood's Fair in Harwinton, Connecticut. And things are opening. So if there's something you see and you want to get word out to people that there's stuff going on in Connecticut, you can email me, joey.burgoyne. That's B-O-U-R-G-O-I-N at Audacy, AUDACY.com. We'll chat. We'll maybe talk a little bit on the air. There's lots of things going on. The state is letting things happen again. It's a great time to be out and about in Connecticut, where great things happen at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.